If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Lou's to-do list segment is sponsored by PermaSeal Insulation Services at WGNinsulation.com. Mm. Lou, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
I was talking about, I get these little spots of mold, and I know people have asked you in the past, and it, the more I scrub, it doesn't do anything. It seems to be in the caulk in my shower.
Yeah. What can happen there is the mold and mildew gets behind the caulking, and so you can scrub and scrub and scrub, and there's some little gap somewhere. And so, unfortunately, if you've tried all different kinds of cleaners, you've got to remove the caulk. And this is the hardest part for everybody. You got to remove the caulk. You got to put a fan there overnight so it really gets dry. And then when it's dry, use a caulking that I really like that has a mildicide integrated into the material called Clean Seal. And it comes in a clear, a white, and an almond. And it's real easy to tool. It's water-based, and it'll keep the mold and mildew at bay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because, boy, it just seems to be getting worse. And the more I'm already taking the caulk off trying to scrub it out of there. So,
right.
All right. Somebody said, I don't know how to explain this other than I have an issue with one of the wood supports for the overhang of my porch. I've lived there 7 years, and the one support looks like it's oozing resin of some kind. When it's in the sun, it'll soften. When it gets cold, it's hard and will crack. I don't know how to remove it or what to do. Any ideas?
Well, it could be some kind of epoxy that they put in there that is, reacting with the temperature and the weather. And so, unfortunately, if it's a support, you need to first determine whether or not that support is still sound. If there's just a corner that becomes an issue, then that can be carved out, cleaned up, and then use a structural wood putty. There's one out of a company out of Kenosha called Abitron. That's very good. And there's another one called PC Woody, which are two-part epoxies that are structural. They can be cut, shaped, drilled, painted. And once it's in there, it's like it becomes part of the wood.
Okay. Somebody has old landlines, old phone wires, they said, crossing their basement. Can they just cut them down?
Sure, as long as they're not connected to anything. So I would first determine that there's no connection to the outside. I mean, phone lines were low voltage, so it's not anything you typically have to worry about getting shocked. But trace it to where it maybe pokes out of the house, and if it's not connected anywhere, absolutely you can take it down.
How many days do you have to wait to stain an aged deck after they power wash it?
It all depends on the temperature and, rain that we get. So if it stays dry for like 4 or 5 days, you're good to go.
Lisa, I just got a text here in the newsroom.
Yeah.
When is it best to put down seed for overwintering for your grass?
That was Kevin's question, wasn't it, the other day?
Oh, was it?
No. I think that window... Aren't you part-timer? Aren't you done in two weeks?
Yeah.
Aren't you done in 2 weeks?
I'm asking for a friend who's worried that if he puts the seed down too soon and then he's mowing up the leaves, it's going to eat up the seeds too.
Well, that and the birds will eat all the seed. I would say at this point, it's too late.
I thought it was good to overwinter so that in the springtime it's in the ground to pop up.
Yeah, sure, but you don't know what the winter's going to hold, right? So if we get a really cold winter and that, and really a lot of snow, that could kill the seed and it won't germinate. So, I mean, look, the reality of it is grass seed doesn't cost that much. If it's going to make you feel better, Kevin, to go out there and sprinkle and show people that you're doing something, go for it.
That was my plan, to look good for the neighbors. Bird Talk said this was my last week, but I'll probably just wait till spring.
I would defer to him. He's the more of an expert on the lawn and garden than me.
And if your grass suffered from a fungus during the winter or the summer,
yeah.
Is it dead?
There was a lot of fungus this year. I noticed that a lot around neighborhoods, and so it's a little too late to put something down. Like there's a copper sulfate treatment that you can do. You're just gonna have to get on it in the spring.
Okay. But the brown grass now is gone.
Correct.
What's with all the grass questions?
They're for a friend.
Named Kevin Powell.
No, actually, they're mine. Could they take Kevin up the hook?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, my lawn's great. I don't have any kind of dead grass.
And one last question, Lou, because we got Tom Skilling on the phone. I think that a lot of people can relate to this. Someone said, my basement is home this year to some of the biggest spiders I've ever seen. Do you recommend a spray to deter them, or do I spray outside the perimeter of my house?
So for my friends that love spiders, and they do serve a great role, my one answer would be don't touch them. But if they drive you crazy, Miss Muffet's Revenge can be used both indoors and out, and it will solve the spider problem.
I've got some big ones coming in from the garage, and I took those Osage oranges or whatever. I've been picking them off of trees.
Oh,
I don't think that's going to do a lot, but I put them in my planters when I bring them in, too, and it seems to help a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, natural ways that many times work and many times don't.
Lou, I do have a question. When do we have to turn off the outdoor
Hose.
And the hoses? How Spigots. Close are we?
I mean, you know, you're probably going to water maybe for another couple of weeks, and then I would shut it all down. So I would say by middle of November, it's a good thing to shut everything down.
Always great to have you on, Lou. We'll be listening Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It.